Moon Hooley 105.7 The Zone. Ugly, ugly injury last night in the NBA. Gordon Hayward looked like a broken ankle, dislocated ankle. I'm not an expert, but fortunately for us, Dr. Scott Von Ammann of Orthopedic One is. Dr. Von Ammann, thanks for joining us today. Were you watching the game live? And if not, I know you've seen it. What did you think when you saw it? Doctor, are you with me?
Yes.
When you
saw...
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. When you saw the injury last night from a medical perspective, what did you think?
I thought that was a pretty gruesome fracture dislocation of his ankle. It looked like he landed awkwardly, and to my eye, it looked like he probably broke the bone on the outside of his ankle, the fibula, and either tore the ligament on the inside of his ankle or broke the bone on the inside of his ankle, allowing his ankle to fully dislocate.
So what's the fix on that?
That'll be a surgery. He'll get metal plates and screws to put the bones back together. The surgery itself probably takes about an hour, hour and a half to do, but he's looking at least a three-month recovery just to get back to kind of normal day-to-day activities and considerably longer than that to get back to NBA basketball.
So, Doc, do you think it's safe to say he's out for the season, if not his career-ending injury?
I think it's likely to be a season-ending injury. It's not necessarily a career-ending injury. It's probably quite similar to what JT Barrett had a few years ago.
Interesting.
So guys can't come back like full speed 100% from this, correct? Or does it depend on how much actual ligament damage is done and how bad the fracture is? What's been your experience as far as guys making a full 100% full speed recovery?
I think he's got a good chance of making a full recovery. I think probably most likely is he's a little bit stiffer and more sore than he was before he broke it. And I think you're right. I think a lot of that depends on how severely the ligaments were injured and whether the actual cartilage surface of the joint itself was damaged. And then a lot of it depends on the rehab. And, you know, the NBA basketball players are fortunate in that they have access to excellent rehab and aftercare.
It's almost as good as Orthopedics One Rehab Center, which I've been a part of course, many times.
It would be very similar.
Dr. Scott Von Ammann is our guest. He's an ankle and foot specialist at Orthopedic One. Before I let you go, just from a human perspective, I saw that and I'm picturing myself being Gordon Hayward looking down at my ankle. Is there any way to explain how is he not screaming in agony while that's happening? And it looked like they put it back in place on the floor.
I think he was really fortunate in that he had people that knew what they were doing immediately on the scene. So I think most of the time after a severe injury like that, you sort of get a little halo period before your mind and your nervous system
really
catches up with the severity of the injury. And there's almost a moment of shock, and it takes a while for your body to experience all of the pain that goes along with that. And getting that ankle relocated that goes a long way towards making him more comfortable as to stabilizing it in a splint.
So are they doing that on the floor without give him a shot of something to like dull the pain before they move that thing around? I mean, I'm cringing just thinking about it.
To me, it looks like they just popped it back in and put on it. But you noticed that the TV coverage went away from the immediate after treatment.
Were you upset by that, or did you want to see the techniques being done by the doctors?
No, I think it's appropriate.
Okay.
Think, you know, somebody with that kind of injury deserves a little bit of privacy.
there's a loved one of mine and a doctor that you may know that this happened to his wife, and he actually fainted.
Yeah.
Have you fainted before?
Have I fainted before? I fainted once before.
Really?
When I was college student and was doing a research rotation on a burn trauma unit in the ICU. And we went in to change burn dressings, and I woke up on the floor with the nurse getting me orange juice.
Wow. Well, Dr. Von Ammann, we appreciate your perspective. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dr. Scott.
Thanks to Orthopedic One.
All right, thank you.
Take care.
Dr. Scott Von Ammann of Orthopedic One.
He's very good. I actually have had a couple kids in there that he's examined ankles and stuff on. So They're all good over there.
So you have a little window before your body figures out, I'm really hurt and the pain sets in?
I've heard that. Yeah.
How about the dudes? I mean, what special guys, though, to sit there and pull that ankle back into place? Could you do that? I mean, I think I could.